Hello and welcome to this week's episode. We're going to take a look at medicinal cannabis. This one is extra close to my heart as I am a medicinal cannabis user with a private prescription within the UK.
Medicinal cannabis, also known as medical marijuana, refers to the use of the cannabis plant and its components, such as cannabinoids like THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, and CBD, cannabidiol, for therapeutic purposes. Cannabis has a long history of medicinal use dating back thousands of years, with evidence of its use in ancient civilizations for treating various ailments. Let's have a look at the key points of medical marijuana.
Health benefits. Cannabis contains numerous compounds that have shown therapeutic potential for managing various health conditions. THC and CBD are most well-known cannabinoids and are often used to alleviate symptoms such as pain, inflammation, nausea, and muscle spasms. Additionally, CBD has gained attention for its potential to treat conditions like epilepsy, anxiety, and insomnia.
Legal status. The legal status of medicinal cannabis varies from country to country and within different regions. Some countries have legalized cannabis for medical use, while others strictly prohibit it. In places where it is legal, patients may access cannabis through medical dispensaries or pharmacies with a doctor's recommendation or prescription.
Forms of administration. Medicinal cannabis can be consumed in various forms, including smoking, vaporizing, edibles such as gummies, tinctures, capsules, and topical creams. Each method of administration has its own onset time and duration of effect, allowing patients to choose the most suitable option based on their condition and preferences.
Patient eligibility and regulations. In countries where medicinal cannabis is legal, there are often regulations governing its use. Patients may need to meet certain eligibility criteria, such as having a qualifying medical condition, and may require a recommendation or a prescription from a healthcare provider. Additionally, regulations may dictate the quantity of cannabis a patient can possess, the allowable THC content, and where it can be purchased.
Research and evidence. Whilst evidence suggests that cannabis can provide relief for various health conditions, scientific research is still ongoing. Clinical trials and studies are being conducted to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of cannabis for medical use. Some areas of research include its potential in managing chronic pain, reducing seizures in epilepsy patients, alleviating symptoms of certain mental health disorders, and more.
Potential risks and side effects. Like any medication, medicinal cannabis may carry risks and side effects. Common side effects may include dizziness, dry mouth, impaired memory and cognition, and psychoactive effects from THC. Long-term use may also have potential adverse effects on mental health and lung function. It's essential for patients to discuss the risks and benefits with their healthcare provider before using medicinal cannabis.
Future and outlook. As research into the therapeutic potential of cannabis continues to evolve, there is growing interest in expanding access to medicinal cannabis for patients in need. However, further research is needed to better understand its mechanisms of action, optimal dosing, and long-term effects. Additionally, ongoing efforts are underway to destigmatise cannabis use and promote evidence-based approaches to its medical applications.
In the UK, obtaining a medical cannabis prescription involves several steps and considerations due to the regulatory framework surrounding cannabis-based medicinal products, CBMPs. Here is a general overview of the process.
Consultation with a specialist. The first step is to consult with a specialist doctor who's registered with the General Medical Council, the GMC. These specialists typically include neurologists, pain specialists, and other healthcare professionals with expertise in the condition being treated with medical cannabis. Your regular GP may refer you to a specialist if they believe medical cannabis can be a suitable treatment option.
Assessment and evaluation. During the consultation, the specialist will assess the medical history, symptoms, and any previous treatments you've tried. They'll also discuss the potential benefits and risks of medical cannabis treatment and whether it's appropriate for your condition.
Evidence-based decision. A specialist will consider whether there is significant evidence to support the use of medical cannabis for your specific condition. In the UK, medical cannabis is typically prescribed for conditions such as severe epilepsy, chronic pain, multiple sclerosis, and chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting that have not responded to conventional treatment.
Prescription issuance. If the specialist determines that medical cannabis is appropriate for you, they can issue a prescription for a licensed cannabis-based medical product. In the UK, CMBPs must be licensed by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, and approved by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, Nice.
Assessing the medication. Once you have a prescription, you can obtain the CBMP from a pharmacy. It is important to note that medical cannabis is not available through regular pharmacies like other medications. Instead, you may need to go to a specialist pharmacy that stocks CBMPs.
Ongoing monitoring and review. After starting medical cannabis treatment, you'll likely have regular follow-up appointments with your specialist to monitor your progress, adjust the dosage if needed, and address any concerns or side effects.
It's essential to understand that medical cannabis is only prescribed in the UK when other treatments have been ineffective or unsuitable for the patient's condition. Additionally, the process of obtaining a medical cannabis prescription may vary depending on the individual circumstances and the discretion of the prescribing specialist.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode. We hope you learned something new. Please like, subscribe, and ding the bell so you don't miss future uploads.